Soy Gold. It's Thursday, so that means Dr. Mike is here to fix your life and your lineup.
Pray on their desperation. That's my advice as a psychologist. Pray on the desperation of others.
You totally need that plaque in your office, Dr. Mike.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
We are in our third hour of today's Thursday show, which can only mean one thing. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is back to fix your life and your lineup. He is an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. He's here to help us tackle topics like career, love, fitness, family, and he also loves to help people make easy money on things like DraftKings. So he also happens to be my best friend of the last 15 years. So we always have fun with him for a half hour every Thursday. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you all doing?
We're good. But one big thing, Jane, I think this is a surprise for you. Some big news for Mr. McCutcheon, Dr. McCutcheon, this last week. He was in the New York Times.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah. So it's calling it quits. In the New York Times, it's called, the headline is, "You quit your job, but you're still miserable. Now what?" So how did this come about?
Yeah, they were looking for career experts, which, you know, allegedly I am one. They interviewed me a long time ago, like around Thanksgiving. And it was great. We had a really great talk. And sometimes you talk with people. I talked with a couple other places like Oprah.com, like BuzzFeed, these big places. They're like, "We love you. We're going to post it." And nothing happens. Yeah. And this time I slightly forgot about it. And yeah, they reached out a couple of weeks ago to say, "Hey, we're gonna use your stuff. We need some more." And it went up on Monday. It was great. It was pretty cool. I went to graduate school in New York, so it was kind of cool because it was like your local paper in a way. You know, it's just kind of like just knowing that people from when I was young are gonna read that. So it's kind of fun. It was kind of a cool life milestone, and it was great to see it.
What
up
was
there.
Your
but
advice?
Yeah, It was actually, which I know that you will not be surprised at all about, Kristen, it was a little bit of tough love, you know, sort of saying, yes, you left your job. The boss may have been tough, may have been micromanaging, may have been a bad culture. Absolutely leave. But also take this as an opportunity to look at your side of the street too. Okay, if you're going to go someplace new, are there things that I want to do differently at my next place? Can I set up better boundaries, right? Can I actually get better sleep and show up at meetings a little bit better, right? This is a clean slate, not just for you to get new things at a new place, but for you to be better at your new place. So, yeah.
Dr. Mike, were you at all tempted to buy like 50 hard copies of the New York Times just to leave them in your car and then you could pass them out to random strangers and circle your name and I'm in here? I did this.
Whatever do you mean, Jane? No, that never crossed my mind whatsoever. Did I text anybody in New York and ask them to go find? No. That would have never crossed my mind, Jane. Absolutely.
Here's a question that I've never asked you as your best friend. Do you have a Google alert set up for your own name?
Oh, no, I don't. But as my best friend, I'm sure you have a Google alert set up for my name, don't you?
For your name or for my name?
No, I'm too nervous for that. I would just be, I'd be so nervous that, because I teach, I'd be so nervous that some student would say, you know, "This bastard gave me a B and I'll never take his class again."
Are you on rankmyprofessor.com? Do you have a page?
I'm sure I do. I haven't looked at it. You know, Brene Brown gave that really famous TED talk. And then I saw her give a talk after that. And she said the worst thing she ever did was read the comment section of her TED talk. And so she's like, she said she read the comment section and she like didn't leave her house for 3 days because she just couldn't stop like feeling bad about herself. So if Brene Brown doesn't like the comments, then I'm not going to like my comments, right? So yeah, I'm not messing with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to continue. We only have a couple more days of this, but continue through five more ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. And we are on 76. Yes. All right. Great. So this is from The Guardian. They published an article called The 100 Ways to Slightly Improve Your Life Without a Lot of Effort. And we've been going through 5 or 10 a day throughout this month, adopting the things that we think are useful.
There are some things that are reasonable.
Yeah, and then the ones that seem like too much effort. Moving on from. All right, number 76. Ditch the plastic cartons and find a milkman. The modern milkman has a comprehensive list. I did not know there were milkmen anymore. Is this a British thing? Or is this, do you think it works in the States?
I looked this up earlier because I like to do my homework before the show. And the one thing, by the way, I also listened to your segment earlier or before this too. So this is a very lactose heavy hour we're having on the show.
It's a show with the name Wisconsin in it. So
That's right. But one thing, I like almond milk. I feel like, because I don't really like to just have a heavy glass of milk, it upsets my stomach. And the milkman doesn't have almond milk, so I can't take their advice here. If the milkman would bring me almond milk with low sugar to my doorstep, I would do it. But since it doesn't, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
But Dr. Mike, then you need a juice man, because it's almond juice. It's not technically milk.
Right. It's not milk. You're totally right.
Oat milk, oat juice. Let's just agree.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're so right, Jane. On this website, they actually call it worse. They call it drink. It's oat drink, ew, which I feel like is like, yeah.
It's like great drink.
You're right. No.
All right. 77. Rent rather than buy a suit or a dress for that forthcoming wedding, even if it's your own. I do this. I do Rent the Runway.
Yeah.
I have never been someone who's like, especially it was such a genius idea when they came up with it like over 10 years ago, which was the concept of, women don't necessarily want to wear the same dress to different events and weddings and stuff, but buying $400 dress, like a $400 dress you're only going to wear once, isn't really reasonable either. So I've been renting stuff for years, and it's fun because it's stuff that I would never buy.
Yeah.
I think that's
a great idea. I'm so jealous. That's a great idea. I've seen.
Is there a rental option for guys?
There are for tuxes, for sure. But Kristen, I was going to say, as an alternative, I kind of feel like if you want to rent a dress, that's great. Rent the Runway exists. But I feel like if you want to have a suit, you and I both love Suit Shop, owned by our friend Diana. And Suit Shop, you have a jacket from Suit Shop, don't you? And so they have stuff for people of all genders there. And your husband has a couple from Suit Shop as well.
He wore it to your wedding.
Exactly. And they have a place in Chicago. So I just kind of feel
like renting, that's buying, but it's a very affordable price for a very good quality.
Yeah. If there was Rent the Runway for suits where it was like really like high, if I could rent a Tom Ford suit or tux or whatever, then I would. But there's no Rent the Runway for men. So I feel like The Guardian is not talking to me with this particular point.
Fair. They're also not talking to you about milk, apparently. So, all right. 78, always book an extra day off after a holiday. I totally agree with this. The 100%. Reset button of before I have to actually go to work, be able to read my emails, get acclimated, clean my house, unpack, and not just have to roll into work the day after you get home is very nice.
You got to have a bump day. I always called it a bump day.
Yeah.
When I was much younger, it was like, sure, my flight will get in at 10. And I got to get up at 3, no problem. And you do that once or twice, and that was the last time you do that.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we all saw this past year with all the holidays that none of the flights actually got in when they were supposed to either, right? Yeah. So you're really in trouble then, right? Because you're not going to actually get to where you need to be.
No. And then you'll really need an extra day off.
Right.
All right. Number 79, ignore the algorithm. Listen to music outside your usual taste.
Ooh. Yeah, I love that.
Do you?
I like that.
What would be outside of your usual taste?
I kind of feel like there are some jazz artists that I know just because I've just let the Discover option on Spotify do its thing. And so now I've got a couple of, jazz songs that are saved in my things. And I'm like, when was I ever just going to happen on a jazz station? But now I have, and I like a couple things. That's kind of fun. And I don't know. Do you listen to jazz? I don't. on my own.
I appreciate jazz, but that's probably a good example of something that was like, I like that, but it's not my go-to. I mean, let's be honest. When I'm just in the house by myself, I definitely go, Alexa, play show tunes.
Yeah.
And then Mike comes home and goes, what are you listening to? Gosh. And I'm lip syncing in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
All right. And then number 80, mute or leave a WhatsApp group.
Oh,
I have a couple of WhatsApp groups muted. Because that's the benefit of a WhatsApp group. For anyone who's not familiar, WhatsApp is a company that's owned by Facebook. It is a group chat messaging system that is outside of like SMS texting on your phone. And the beauty of WhatsApp, which I guess I think Apple maybe now you can unsend a text now on Apple in the iMessage.
You can edit it. You can edit it.
Okay. So yeah, because there's in texting, this is where our family thread is, that Mike and his partner are on. They get to, I'm sure we're muted for you guys.
No, definitely really? Not. But no. I like all the sometimes drama. You know, I love when you guys are on vacation and Ben can't find the car. I love those 15 texts. That's a lot of fun. That's great. That's my favorite. Yeah.
I always wonder. I wonder what these guys are thinking as they read our random pointed comments to each other that we're just deciding to do in the open air.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think the things that need to be muted are ones where you're just like, I don't know how I got this in the first place. If somebody's like, oh, we're all going to go for somebody's like birthday and we're all going to plan this thing, but then like the WhatsApp group stays forever. Like, wait, why are people still chiming in on this thing 2 years later?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know why this exists, but I think the thing that makes it hard for people is I'm not on Facebook really anymore, but if you leave like a messenger group, it announces it. I think it does that on WhatsApp too. And people feel so bad for like announcing their departure. I think people take that as kind of a middle finger to the rest of the group. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. Should,
in the same way that WhatsApp has been the, really the pioneer of better texting etiquette, and that the fact that you can send something and immediately delete it. I feel like the next thing is like, take away the announcement. Just let us leave and not make a fuss about it. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll take your questions for the doctor and a couple advice and bets for this weekend for football. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, a product of Civic Media. Enjoy it live across Wisconsin, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Find your local station on our website, civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media app, and catch any of your favorite shows as a podcast wherever you listen.
Love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here because it's Thursday and we have Dr. Mike with us, and he is helping us fix our life and our lineup. He is an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. So he helps us answer questions from listeners and the audience who submit them as far as things that they need some help on. And then he also, we always finish up with some advice on bets that Jane definitely then goes to Pottawatomie with the new sport book.
Oh,
and
I'll be first in line.
All right. So if you have a question that you want to ask the doctor this week or even next week, because he will be back, 844-967-2789. But right now we have one about love and sex life. Hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 40-year-old married guy, and I've noticed my sex drive going down the last several years. Additionally, my partner wants sex more than me, and I've felt like I'm a disappointment in bed. So I'm thinking of getting a prescription of Viagra, which we were talking about earlier today, but I'm on the fence. Should I feel embarrassed to need the, this medical assistance at my young age? Because I kind of do feel embarrassed. And I should tell my partner that I'm using, and should I tell my partner that I'm using these pills? Because I really don't want to share this information with my partner. Both out of embarrassment and also because I don't want them to feel like they are at any way at fault. And so what should I do?
Yeah, it's tough. Thanks for sharing this question. It's a vulnerable question to ask. I think a lot of people take this stuff personally, but really, it's, you know, we can't help our biology. Things change within us, right? Our hair goes gray at 22, our hair goes gray at 62. We don't have a whole lot of control over that. Sometimes things just happen to our bodies, and we can do what we can do. So I think as far as the embarrassment thing is concerned, far be it for me to tell you how to feel, but there's really no need to feel embarrassed. You've like done nothing wrong. So I guess what I would say is this does happen to people at ages far younger than you. I've talked to people who it's happened to people who are in college or, in their mid-20s, where they're just having a hard time, maintaining arousal or, getting aroused. And it's not about the particular partner. It's just about biology. And so this is kind of a normal thing for a lot of guys. But to the other part, I think the important thing here has to do with the relationship. The thing I would really be firm about here is definitely don't keep this from your partner. This is definitely a conversation to have. Your partner probably already feels like something's going on there. They want to have sex and you don't want to have sex. That they probably already kind of are feeling some kind of way. So if it doesn't have anything to do with them, I'd start there and let them know what's going on with you. And if you do want to have this prescription to enhance your sex life, and in doing so, enhance your relationship, that's a great talk to have, actually. You know, you're actually saying, I want to improve our life, not do this thing because we have a problem. You're kind of forward thinking here. So I wouldn't hide it. In fact, it could actually kind of blow up in your face if you do hide it. And you can, months or years down the line, if they find this, this bottle or this pill or something like that, that could then look like deceit. And they could think, what else are you hiding and whatnot? And that's probably not a conversation that you want to get into by accident. So I'd have a conversation and go to your doctor and try it out.
And you may or may not be able to answer this because you are a doctor of the mind, not... Mm-hmm. How the physical manifestations of aging and stuff, but is there natural ways to increase your sex drive as you get older?
I mean, sure. I mean, this person, I don't know if there's too much alcohol going on that can do it. A lot of times people, one thing that hasn't really been wildly regulated, but people have been doing more recreationally is marijuana. I think a lot of people have sort of noticed that the more you smoke, that people's, libido goes down a little bit. Obviously work and stress. Some people react to things in different ways. Sometimes people say they want to blow off steam by having sex. Some people say they're so worn down that they don't want to have sex, right? So those things can go in different ways. So there have been some also working out. Obviously people go to the gym and they feel revved up afterwards and they want to go have sex afterwards. So if you haven't been going to the gym as much, so certainly there are some things you can tweak there as well. So I would definitely talk with your primary care physician about those life changes as well.
All right. Well, in the couple minutes we have left, let's talk football. So it is the NFL Conference Championship weekend. What is the safest bet this weekend, Dr. McCutcheon?
Okay. The Jane special, we like to call it. So this is the bet that Jane's going to run to the sports book with. I like this bet a lot. Brock Purdy is a rookie quarterback. He's Mr. Irrelevant, which means he was the very last pick in the draft, but he's somehow 7-0. And the reason he's 7-0 is because he is very, very safe. He makes all the right decisions. 49ers quarterback. Thank you for that.
Yes, the 49ers quarterback. The prettiest man alive is injured.
He's injured. Yes. And so Brock Purdy he's been great. He's been great, Brock Purdy. So he's going to throw the ball to his tight end a lot, his security blanket, George Kittle. For whatever reason, George Kittle's receptions are over under 3.5, which means he needs to get what for over, Kristen? What number?
2. Well, you said 1.5?
3.5.
Oh, 4. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So if he gets 4 or more, we hit. Have I said how beautiful and smart you are today?
Thank you.
Okay, good. Yes. Okay. Yes. So if he gets 4 or more, he hits. So that's the bet we're going to take. George Kittle over 3.5.
All right. You don't have a lot of time to explain this one, but what's the most fun bet?
I have it right here for you on DraftKings. If Christian McCaffrey scores a touchdown, Travis Kelce scores a touchdown, and Jalen Hurts scores a touchdown, all three of them score a touchdown this weekend, you get +654. Meaning, if you spend $10, you'll win $65. If you spend $100, you win $654. They're all going to score a touchdown. Do it; it'll be fun. You'll get rich overnight.
All right, there it is. Money, money, money. All right, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, as always, thank you for spending time with us on your busy schedule. We will see you again next Thursday.
See you next week.
All right. Bye. Coming up, a doomsday clock. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Because I feel connected to the feed of your self-appointed constituents. May the hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. We are rounding out the last half hour of today's Thursday show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your texts so far. You can always call and join the conversation or text and join the conversation. It is the same number, 844-967-2789. And I'm just eagerly waiting to hear some updates on how our $1 million ad giveaway is going. It's underway. It is live. If you are a business owner or you have a loved one who owns a business and their clientele and potential customers live in Wisconsin and you think some free advertising would help your product or service, you should visit civicmedia.us/million right now. We are, oh, go ahead.
And it's not for companies like Kohler. I mean, nothing against Kohler, but I don't know that companies not like Kohler need
this. No.
We're looking for small businesses.
I feel like, I don't know if I've ever seen a Kohler, like,
radio ad?
Well, that would be hearing the ad. But I don't even know if I've seen a Kohler commercial, like a TV commercial. Sure, they existed at some point. That's a company that's been around for a long time. But I was thinking about that. I was like, what? So one of my favorite jokes from when I did the Milwaukee roast back in October, I had a couple good ones in that, but one of them was, you know, the whole premise was things I've learned about Milwaukee since moving here. And one was, I've learned that the entire city is brought to you by Gruber Law Offices. And I forgot who I was talking to. I was like, how much do you think he spends, he being the law firm, on advertising? I mean, it has to be
big budget.
Big budget.
Big budget.
Because truly, commercial airwaves, Bucks sponsorships, the name is on everything, TV ads. Gruber is everywhere with that toothy grin. And I mean, then it got me thinking about some of the companies that you never see advertising for and like what the difference in industry or product or service, and like what makes sense of like where your ad buys go and what are the things that translate the best to radio. What have you found to be the companies that obviously, I mean, you've never been a salesperson and you haven't seen the numbers as far as, you know, how this translates, but it's like in your years of listening to radio ads, what have been the dominant industries?
Dominant are usually car dealers.
Okay.
Retailers like American TV, which probably was gone before you got back.
I remember, yeah, before but I that got was back. I remember it growing up.
And Kohler's furniture and appliance places.
Okay.
And now I think
Steinhoffel's.
Steinhoffel's.
Uh-huh.
And Penny Mustard and those places.
Penny Mustard's still around.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've heard that, those commercials.
Oh, definitely. But I guess those are the ones
yeah
that seem to be pretty constant.
Do you have a favorite that stood out to you over the years?
Commercial?
Yeah. One that you're like, oh, that was clever. Because I feel like sometimes radio jingles, you're like, okay. And this one again, then you know them by heart. But was there one that ever caught you off guard that you're like, well, that was clever?
Only ones that I've done, which is completely self-serving. But one of my first partners, literally in 1985 and 86, we did a series of commercials for our radio show at that time. And we ad-libbed for like 7.5 hours.
And you just took what worked?
And they took the best stuff that worked. And some of it's really, it's still hilarious.
Were you sober when you did this?
Yes, tragically. It could have been really good if we had been drinking.
Truly, but truly. What did you ad-lib about? Like, what was the prompt?
Who's the audience? Who are you talking to? Who are you trying to address? What does your show cover? You know, and it's just like, and oh, so here's the thing, now go.
Huh.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then I was opening in a play that night.
Not the Vagina Monologues.
No. Moon for the Misbegotten here in Waukesha.
How many plays have you done over the years?
Oh, many. Many, many, many.
Would you do another one? Should we do a play? Should we find a two-woman play and put it up somewhere and do it as like a fundraiser someday?
That'd be great.
To get our theater friends to start thinking of scripts that have...
What would be a good show?
Two characters that are around our ages. That would be super fun.
It would be super fun.
Maybe when this is all a little more...
Established.
Established, and there's, you know, we have more free time. But we'll put that on our bucket list as far as Jade and Kristen on the marquee. Come see us.
Just imagine.
All right. So this was kind of news that it's like, did we really need this right now, you scientists? Really? Really? So the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists this week set the doomsday clock to 90 seconds to midnight.
That's closer.
Closer. So it's like, why? First of all, do we really need this? And do we really need the reminder that things kind of, if you're paying attention, feel not great? Because I don't need that.
But there are many folks who should be made aware of this.
I guess that's true.
But who I think have their head in the sands about... climate and
war. Yes,
wars and starvation. And yeah, I so unfortunately for people who are kind of in the loop and you and I, we've talked about this before. We swim in a very different pool. We're very news oriented. We keep up on a lot of different stuff, but the vast majority of people don't swim where we swim.
That is true. I guess that's true. But if you missed it, this is what happened. So apparently the world is closer to catastrophe than ever. The Doomsday Clock, yes, that is its official title, and it is a metaphorical measure of challenges to humanity, was reset to 90 seconds before midnight this past Tuesday. And so it's the Science and Security Board of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, they're so much fun. I love those guys.
I know. It's funny because in the article where this is an NPR article, and they have the 2023 Doomsday Clock announcement, like YouTube link, and you know how the thumbnail is there? I mean, I guess I wouldn't expect any of the scientists in this picture to be smiling, because that would be a little weird, too. That's
a little incongruous, yes.
It's a very somber picture.
But they're lots of fun when they're off the clock.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure their conferences are a wild time.
Crazy.
So they said the move, the closest to widespread calamity humanity has ever been judged to be, was largely, though not exclusively, due to the war in Ukraine.
Yeah. Global implications.
Global implications. Yeah, certainly. I mean, that, I think, you know, sometimes when I prep for the day of what we're going to talk about, in the national news outlets and the newsletters and stuff that I get, that I skim through, Ukraine stuff's in there a lot. But it's kind of like, is this a good radio topic? Is this a good radio topic for us? Of trying to put it into context, or, you know, because I think the announcement today is that U.S. and Germany are sending tanks finally. And
well, it's almost a year. This war has been going on for almost a year already.
I know. And, you know, just the implications that, like, this very well could escalate to World War III. And it's been a year of these news updates. And, you know, when it first broke out, everything I listened to, every podcast, whether it was the Ezra Klein show or the Bulwark or radio shows and, like, all the things that I listened to, every day there was an update on Ukraine and what was happening in Russia and how, like, the misinformation in Russia and who was leaving and the sanctions and the oligarchs and all this stuff. And, like, everywhere you couldn't escape. And it seemed fascinating. And then because of our fish brains, as far as our attention spans, you know, we're still getting updates and it's still important. But it's like that, I don't know if it's numbness, but that, like, needing to place it somewhere, because you can't just live your life on thinking about a war that's not on our doorstep.
Right.
It matters. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be supporting them. But it's just, like, to read about it every day or to talk about it on this show every day is, like, where do you place that in
right.
the priority of information?
Right.
But certainly, like, it's a razor's edge, I imagine, as far as what the people who are the NATO folks and, like, what we what the line is. And apparently they made the decision that these tanks are not over the line as far as how they think Putin will see it.
But again, as we've talked about, and it's not just oil and it's not just the flow of oil that is being disrupted by Russia's act of aggression against Ukraine, because that's what it is. Ukraine's a real, it was always called the breadbasket of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Big wheat producers, you know, just big, very agriculture heavy that helps feed the world. Somalia, Haiti, lots of countries that have problems with poverty and malnourishment, and that all has a ripple effect
yeah.
for all of us. It's one pebble in a body of water goes further than you think.
Yeah, like a javelin across ice.
Yes, that we learned about earlier.
It can go
nice,
a mile.
Nice comeback.
So I guess I don't know what the science, like, I would interested to see what the science and, like, the inputs need to be of, like, how many seconds they decide that it needs to be updated to.
I can reach out to them. We'll see if we can get one of them
on.
Oh,
man. Do you think that? Try to find one of the more playful ones.
Oh, that'll
be. Imagine how this interview would go.
That'll be so super easy, I'm sure.
But I guess in 2020, the clock was set to 100 seconds to midnight. And it was the first time. I didn't know this was a famous clock, but apparently this is a famous clock.
It's been around for a long time.
It's been around since 1947.
Yeah.
So basically since, like, the nuclear bomb. And we were like, oh, we just keep creating ways to ruin the world if anyone wanted to. So let's make a clock to remind people of how close we are to ever doing that. But it remained at 100 seconds to midnight for the last 2 years. But I guess... at the time in 2020, the bulletin scientists said we are at doom's doorstep. But I just feel like I don't need this reminder. Maybe other people need this reminder, but I strongly am like, if you're paying attention, everything feels broken. And I need more things to cheer me up than bring me down. And so how do you cheer yourself up in the sea of news that we swim in?
I look for silly songs.
Yeah.
And I mean this most sincerely, because I missed a lot of that stuff when I was in my 20s and 30s. I didn't watch videos. That just wasn't my scene. And now being able to see some of these videos from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, you mean like music videos?
Music
like
videos.
The original mini, yeah.
It's hilarious. It's just the fashions, the hair, the attitudes.
The performances.
The performances. It's just, it's like camp.
That's so funny.
And so I really find a lot of escape when I look for unique songs.
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I do.
Watch Pixar movies.
Pixar movies are good. Let me know. 844-967-2789. If you have a go-to as far as how you keep positive.
You want to feel better.
And how you feel better as far as, and not feel better because, like, obviously there is things in your immediate life. Like, I think there's, like, in my immediate life right now, things are good, right? And then it's just the being very aware of what's going on in the world for me right now. Granted, things change. For me right now, trying to balance those two things of being a responsible citizen and also having this show of wanting to talk about what's happening and wanting to be aware of what's happening and be able to explain it. And so that is part of my job. It's also what I'm interested in. But like being able to hold that and also being able to hold my life is pretty good. And so it's like, what is the right level of concern and sadness and anger when your personal life is good?
It's good.
But yeah. The world feels bleak
and heavy.
So, well, we got one more segment left. We'll probably keep talking about this again. If you have suggestions on things that keep you positive,
where
or
do you
cheer
escape?
You up,
yeah, where do you escape?
844-967-2789. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the time war.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jay Matinair and I are dancing. We got one segment left. Talk about drag.
The ultimate Rocky Horror Picture Show, yes.
How old were you when that came out?
Well, I saw it for the first time when I was in college.
Okay.
But didn't it come out in the 70s? Like,
I actually don't know when it came out. 73,
74? I will have to look it up.
But I'm trying to imagine what it was like think about what the rhetoric is now around drag and everything like that. Like in the 70s when that came out, how many people and which people were appalled by chance as far as what they thought of that movie, which is now a classic. But we
1975.
So do you remember if there was any kind of like outrage over that movie?
I was 15.
So 15 in Hartford.
15. That wasn't even a blip. I didn't even know that it existed.
Did you like it the first time you saw it?
I did.
Yeah. It's such a fun show.
It just, yeah.
Is that one of your ways to uplift yourself?
Musicals.
Yeah.
I would consider this a musical.
It is. It's definitely a musical.
And animated movies. I love good animated movies.
I'm trying to think of what my go-to thing is. So we were talking previously, we were talking about the Doomsday Clock and how on Tuesday it was moved a little bit closer to midnight.
Yep.
Because we are on doomsday's doorstep.
On the precipice.
And my opinion is that I don't need the reminder. And so I thought that was funny. See if you can guess who said this. This is a quote. It's tough to be alive right now. I think societal collapse is in the air.
Is that a relative of mine? No. Can you give me a hint?
He is a very popular young actor.
Timothy Chalamet.
Good guess. Holy, you really.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I was not. Good guess.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know where he wrote that, but, you know, talk about charmed life of just. But it is. I think that's very true. I think that there is a lot of us who are concerned citizens who we worry on behalf of these stories and how they affect others, even if we could be ignorant and just keep our head in the sand because our lives are fine. And so trying to find that balance of caring, but not
drowning.
Yeah. In stuff and being able to recognize. I think that's like meditate, like I don't meditate. I should. That's on my should list. I'm shooting myself. But like the ultimately, if you didn't have news, if you didn't have social media and you didn't have all these other things, like, not that you shouldn't pay attention, but at least trying to remember the things that you're actually surrounded by are good. And I sometimes think about that as far as getting, you know, stressed out with balancing all the things. And sure. The reminder of, like, you asked for this. You know what I mean? It's like, you wanted to do content and be in this space of entertainment and news.
And make TikToks.
And to do that was never going to be, like, once someone lets you do it, it wasn't going to be easy. It's not a cakewalk. And so, like, that's, like, the constant reminder to myself of whenever I do feel stressed out in the immediate moment of, like, well, what else did you think it was going to be?
It's always better when it's still just a concept.
It's just the dream.
It's just the dream.
Of things will be easier when.
Exactly.
Things will be better when.
Exactly. And we all do that.
And the truth is, I mean, I think about this too. It's like, and it only becomes in something, especially something like this, but even big companies, like the goal is also sometimes inviting more stress because the pressure becomes higher and there's more to lose. And, you know, if as this show grows and there's more people listening every day and there's that opens the invitation for more people who don't like us and who have a lot of, every time we make a screw up, are there to point it out to us. And the things that happen where you can't get anything right, like when we were talking about to Frank earlier in the show, of you just kind of have to keep your compass straight of what we're doing in our show, because as it grows, there's more people listening, there's more people invested, and there's potentially more people that you're letting down when there's dead air or you get a fact wrong or something
disagree.
Like that. And so, again, trying to be present in what we're doing right now. So, presently right now, final reminder. This is the last time I'll get to talk about
That's
it.
That's
so
right.
I guess it's a good way to close the show.
Definitely.
With, right now, the $1 million ad giveaway is live. It's been live since 9 a.m. this morning. This is the only day. So we will be back tomorrow. I will not be mentioning this anymore. Maybe we'll mention the results if we find out what the results are.
We'll see what happens.
How many referrals said As Goes Wisconsin? Maybe we'll talk about that. But tomorrow will be too late to sign up. So if you are listening to this right now and you are a business owner, or you have a friend or a family member who is a business owner, who it would behoove them to have some more advertising that they don't have to pay for on the radio, go to civicmedia.us/million. Really simple application. Just details about your company, where you're located, what your advertising goals are. But then at the bottom, it's going to say, it's required, so you have to put something.
Oh, cool.
You do have to put something. So why not put As Goes Wisconsin?
Even though Ryan Kelly, who's coming up next on Dueling Tangents with Luke Mathers, did mention yesterday that his life was potentially in harm's way.
I know. And I love Brian, and I'll miss Brian, but...
We will miss Brian.
We'll miss our Russian mafia mobster.
Oh, he is the best.
Utility knife, but we're going to win this thing.
Otherwise, God forbid, something should happen to Cliff the dog.
That's true. But yes, in all seriousness, please take advantage of this. Let us help you promote your business, partner with you, because all boats rise with rising tides or whatever that feel-good sentiment is.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Civicmedia.us/million. It's going to be live all today, and you should definitely check it out. And then while you're there, subscribe to the social media channels and check out the other shows and all the different stations. We have a really cool coverage map on the website.
And great shows.
And the coverage map is really cool, though, because you can see with all of the stations under the Civic Media umbrella where the coverage is. And obviously, you can also always stream any of our shows on civicmedia.us or any of the different station websites or on the Civic Media app. But the coverage map shows the actual air coverage of that radio signal that we don't really know how it works, but it works. And see that it, like, really is most of the state right now, which is pretty cool. So with that, stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We will be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow to do it all again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Can't see me. No, not at all.
Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please subscribe and leave us a rating. As Goes Wisconsin is a product of Civic Media and airs live across Wisconsin Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Civic Media is a statewide network of radio stations broadcasting local news, local sports, thoughtful commentary, and hand-picked music. We are always streaming on the Civic Media app. Find out where you can listen on the air or learn more about Civic Media and sponsorship opportunities by going to our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for listening.